Arkansas State University continues to explore public and private partnerships in relation to placing an osteopathic medical school in Jonesboro. To provide a perspective on an osteopathic medical school, I talked to radiation oncologist Dr. John Lynch and to Josh Potter, who's a medical student at the DeBus College of Osteopathic Medicine at Lincoln Memorial University in Harrogate, Tennessee. Dr. Lynch tells how osteopathic medicine got its start.
We were actually founded by an MD back in the late 1800s, Dr. Andrew Taylor Still. And at that point in time, there wasn't a lot of great medicine or ability to do surgery. And so he kind of looked for a way that he could help the body help itself and develop this osteopathic manipulative medicine or treatment. And the way I look at it now is, we're trained, I think, to look at the whole body and not just the disease site-specific problem that's going on that day. So it's a much more holistic approach.
And Dr. Lynch tells what the difference is between general practitioners and osteopathic doctors.
Yeah, that's where it gets blurry, because osteopathic physicians, most of us are general practitioners. Although I'm a tertiary specialist, most of us stay in what we call the primary care specialties. Of internal medicine, family practice, pediatrics, and OBGYN. I think 60% of osteopathic physicians stay in those areas. So really there's no difference. We in osteopathic medicine learn all the same classes that the allopaths or the MDs learn with surgery, medicine, pharmacology, anatomy. All the classes are virtually the same, with the addition that we have this osteopathic manual medicine technique that we learn and can utilize. And this is a very poor description of it, but it'd be like taking a chiropractor and an MD and putting them together, and the resulting physician is a DO.
According to Dr. Lynch, understanding the body as a whole can help in making better treatment options, which could help in preventative care.
I think it just gives us one more tool in our belt to treat different situations. We have our palpatory skills that we learn as we feel tissues in the musculoskeletal system. And, a lot of times you'll feel some spasm in one area, and by the nervous system that you may be looking at a problem in this area, and it kind of helps lead you back to that area. So I think it just gives us one more way to diagnose and potentially treat conditions.
Josh Potter is originally from Southwest Texas. He completed his undergraduate work at Harding University and worked on his master's degree in English at Arkansas State University. Potter taught for a few years at Harding University and in Texas before coming back to Arkansas State to work in the Office of Research and Tech Transfer. He decided he wanted to go to medical school, so he decided to go to the DeBus College of Osteopathic Medicine at Lincoln Memorial University in Harrogate, Tennessee. He completed his first year of medical school and will continue with another year before starting 2 years of residency. Potter says osteopathic medical schools are located in Mississippi, Tennessee, Oklahoma, and 26 other locations across the United States. He says placement of an osteopathic medical school in Jonesboro would bring more physicians to the Delta region.
You put a school nearby, and hopefully you also establish, if you have the opportunity, establish some residency programs nearby. Of course, physicians, after they finish their four-year medical degree, have to complete a residency in whatever area they're going to practice in. And what we see is that physicians typically stay in the area that they complete their residencies, and or a lot of times if that's near or they have strong ties to their medical school, they'll stay near there as well. And what that translates to is, of course, more physicians going into that region who are trained in the kind of medicine the region needs. In addition, of course, medical schools, like all institutions of higher learning, are great economic drivers. So you're bringing in a lot of you have students coming in who will pay tuition, and that money goes into the community, and it'll pay the physician's salary and the professor's salaries and all the other staff that go on to make medical schools work, and that money stays in Jonesboro and goes on to drive the economy here and drive the housing industry get spent in local businesses. And that's a phenomenal thing, not just for Jonesboro, but for Northeastern Arkansas as well.
And according to Potter, a major push is trying to get doctors to work with patients in preventative care, something that he says is a large part of the new health care law.
One of the things that we think about constantly is, when are you using this and if it's absolutely necessary? And that's a thing that you're seeing nationwide, 100%, especially with the Affordable Care Act. Quote unquote Obamacare, which is going to put more and more emphasis on preventative care and wellness checks and things like that. And again, physicians on both sides of the aisle, MDs or DOs, think that way. The nice thing about osteopathic medicine is that it's definitely drilled into your head to try and only think that way as much as possible.
Dr. John Lynch says placing a medical school in Jonesboro would add to what is already being offered at Arkansas State University's College of Nursing and Health Professions.
This would take it, not to say that what we have now isn't great, but it would actually bring in that whole physician side of healthcare. We've got a great nursing program out there and all the other allied health programs, but this would just add to that and really make this a medical center, for the area.
And that's Dr. John Lynch, also Josh Potter. Chancellor of the Jonesboro campus, Dr. Tim Hudson, is looking at the possibility of setting up a medical school and is expected to present a report to ASU System President Dr. Charles Welch and the ASU Board of Trustees by the end of the year. 6:39, this is Morning Edition on KASU. Look at the weather forecast for today. Right now, 70 degrees. Chances of rain, very slight chance of thunderstorms today. Expect a high of 86 degrees. Tonight, low 67. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 89. And this is Morning Edition.
There's country music, bluegrass, rhythm and blues, and much more on this week's Hand Crank Radio on KASU. Be listening Sunday night at 7 o'clock as host Mike Luster will share music by Bill Monroe, Elvis Presley, Conway Twitty, Ray Charles, Charlie Rich, The Band, and Al Green.
For KASU News, I'm Jonathan Reeves reporting.